Hello, Lindy. Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, how did you get my messages?
Oh, did I? No.
Oh, dear. I logged in at 6 because I got your messages saying the meeting was at 6. So I've changed my plans for this evening, darling.
Okay, so you're not free now. And I wonder why you thought that I'd said the meeting was at 6, because I haven't.
Yeah, you did on the email with the invite. And I just assumed it had been changed.
Okay, well, we can sort it out. That's fine. But the thing is that it says on here 7 to 8 p.m.
On where, love?
On the invite.
That's peculiar because on my invite on the email it says 6 till 7.
Yeah, and that really shouldn't be happening.
And I just assumed that it had been rearranged, that the time had been changed.
Yes, something weird is going on, because I remember this happened last time when we had a meeting and Hiranya got the time fine, but you got the time as an hour earlier that time too.
That's right, yeah, I remember that.
So it's very peculiar. Okay, well, so let's come back to, I'm going to investigate that, but let's come back to your practicals. You're basically saying that 7 o'clock you're meant to be doing something else now.
I am now, love. Well, at about 15 past, yeah, I've got dinner put at 15 past to Mark turning up then.
Okay. Well,
I could make time tomorrow if that would work for you, but I'm on a work all weekend.
Yes. You know what? I think we should, if it's okay with you, would you have 10 minutes now?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Till 15 past.
Yeah, I think so.
I've spent that sort of time going through the website and having a look at what Matt sent through. So
okay. Because I've got a meeting with somebody in the US tomorrow night, and I think I'll be baked. So, and let's whistle through. Just under 15 minutes.
Yeah, let's do that, love.
And then then maybe, sweetheart, we can just reconvene. I think Hiranya was going to join us for a catch up on Wednesday, the day before we start.
Yeah. I wanted to confirm that with you.
Yeah.
So when are we, the three of us, scheduled to meet before we start? We launch on Thursday.
Well, I've got 6:30/7. It hasn't been confirmed on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But Hiranya is free definitely Wednesday evening.
And I can be free then too, love.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I will confirm the exact time nearer the time, but I would suggest we tried for 6:30 to 7:30, yeah?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, let's do that.
I can do a bit later then if we need it as well, because obviously it's the night before.
Yeah, okay, fantastic, good. But for the purposes of tonight, I'm just thinking, are there things, there's no point going right the way through this actions list or anything. I'm just thinking, are there things that you and I really need to talk about that need to be actioned this week, kind of thing, before the three of us meet?
Yeah, it would be good to chat about the website, I think. I mean, I'm just sort of to tick off my list quickly. I won't attend Ringsfield.
Yep.
I've just had some teaching work come in, which is going to take up a lot of time, and I also can't afford Ringsfield, so I definitely won't go to that, unfortunately.
Not this.
And I wanted to confirm all the dates and times for the refresher course.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Just so that I doubly make sure they're all in my diary. They are, but I just want to double check.
Yeah, oh yeah, so here goes. October 5th and, what's that, 12th.
Yeah.
Evenings. And then Thursday, November the... can't even read it in this light. November the 2nd and 9th.
Yeah.
And then, if we need it, Thursday, December the 7th. And I have a suspicion that the four nights will be enough. But I'm kind of saying to everybody, well, if we need it, we'll have the 5th. We'll have the 5th night, December the 7th, before everyone gets Christmassy.
Yeah, the 7th. Yes, love. And so we're launching at 6:30 till 9:30, is that right?
Yes, and you know what? I again, because we've kind of shortened it and we've made it, you know, we've made it less expensive kind of thing, I don't think we'll... necessarily need it. I'm not going to include some of the content I was going to include before. So I think we can just stick to 1.5 to 2 hours.
Okay.
Even the first night. I don't think we need a marathon.
Okay.
So that would be 6:30 starting at 6:30 through to 8 p.m. / 8:30.
Okay, love. And For the other dates, starting at, I've got starting at 7 till 9. Is that still right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we should stick to that.
Yeah.
And again, it'll be 7 till 9 maximum. It could be 8:30. It'll be one and a half hours to 2 hours each session. Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Great.
Right.
So we've got about 12 minutes. So I think, if we talk about the, if we talk about your observations and comments on the mock-up, that would be great. It was very, consider the fact that this was me just throwing over some copy very first, you know, very early on. So he's had his crises. I don't know if you know, but he's had his crises in his family and he hasn't got round to it. And so this is from the content I've whacked over to him several weeks ago. So the content needs updating, but it's a mock-up. Yeah,
sure. So the first thing to say was I was incredibly impressed with your website. I don't know why I hadn't looked at it before.
Oh!
I just thought it was fantastic.
Oh!
Just such a great package that totally represents you. And it was really inspiring to read it all. It just felt very congruent and lovely and uplifting.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
And the stuff that Matt's been doing, I think all of that looks really good. I'm just looking at my notes here because in the past hour I've just been going through it. By the way, the photograph of you I thought was absolutely fantastic.
Which one?
The one on your website. Where you just look really happy.
That's on my wedding day.
Is it as well? You're using two wedding day photos.
No, that's exactly the same one. It's exactly the same picture.
As what? As Facebook?
That's the one, exactly the same picture, which needs changing, but it hasn't been replaced by anything that I like yet.
Oh, no, this is a photo of you with your hair down, love, and you're smiling and your face looks quite rosy and happy. It's not your wedding photo. I know which one that is.
Okay. You mean the one on the homepage of my website? Or where?
I can't remember which page.
Oh, somewhere.
About
oh,
you.
Yeah. That's me. I sent that to my ex-husband saying, look at me, I'm 41 and I look like this.
Yeah, good. Good for you, love. I would. Why not? Yeah, anyway, bloody marvellous. I think it should be on your strap line on your website, actually. Honestly, I just went, wow, I've done a double take.
I was really, really happy because I'd got over my husband by then, and I was just feeling life is wonderful, and I was grinning from ear to ear, you know. So, yeah.
Bless you. The strap line for the cocoa refresher I thought was really good. I liked that it said refresh your cocoa on or offline. I thought that was brilliant.
Okay, great. Because I think I've changed that since, so that's interesting. He's using an old version. I'm just going to just have a double check of what, and I'm going to test this out on you, Matt. Because I was quite disappointed he didn't pick up on this, because he's used the old one rather than the new one. But this often happens, I find, with web people. Oops. Give me a minute. Template. It'll be the one, I think. If it isn't the one, I will leave it for now. I can't find it right now. Never mind. Here we go. Yeah. So the online refresher. It's just the online refresher program giving your co-counseling practice a new lease of life. I mean, that's okay for refresher.
Yeah.
It's okay for the refresher program specifically. Yeah, but yes. We can use the other one as the general. Okay, yeah back to you, Indy.
I think they're both good.
Right.
Yeah, both good. And I wondered if it would be a good idea to mention the special rates of coaching with you that are available on the page that's outlining the course, because that's an additional benefit. And I don't think you've highlighted it there.
No, exactly. That's a really good point. As we do with these things, a lot of the time we can just apologise. We were apologising for offering something of ours. And that's a good idea. I'll look into that.
And I also thought it might be really good to, because there was a lot of content on there, I found myself slightly confused, but I think that's probably me because I'm still getting over the cold.
I'm the same, Indy. I think some of the content he misconstrued. I really think just keep it to the very bare minimum. It's too content heavy. It's too content heavy.
It is, and it didn't feel congruent with you, whereas you would be clearer and more...
Concise.
Yeah, that's what I was picking up.
Thank you,
Tanya. Let me just let Mark in, and then we can carry on talking for a few minutes.
Just a few minutes, but you know, why not?
Hi, Tanya, I'm back.
Hi, sweetheart. Cool. So you were just saying, we were talking about content, being content heavy and keeping it simple and concise.
I think so. Yeah. And I think one really good way to do that might be to put some of the more pertinent points in bold. where there's a lot of information on one page, just to pick out the pertinent words and put them in bold.
Absolutely, that would work well.
Yeah. Another thing I wondered, with the changing of the dates, would it be a good idea to send out reminders? I know there aren't many people on the course yet, but there could be a few more this week.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if the website might have the function to send out a little auto reminder to people. And rather than sending it as a reminder, which looks a bit kind of parental, it could be sent out with an inspirational quote or something.
Yeah.
It's an idea.
And so an automated reminder that the course starts at this time.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Lovely.
Because that could be really good for the fundamentals course, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to that.
If it was sent with a little inspirational quote, that could be seen as added value and just kind of help people to feel held. And for the fundamentals, I think that would be really good.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really nice. A little bit of a countdown would be nice, yes. I mean, we have we have only Kate. Kate is the only paid-up member.
Yeah,
who's getting a great reduction. But you know, I do feel when I've decided how much it's going to be worth, you know, how much we're going to give people an offer this week, I think as soon as I've decided on that, I think I'll put out a, you know, first five offer on our group, page group, in our Facebook group. And I'm hoping that we will have our eight people, including us. Yeah. I think that would be ideal.
Yeah, I'm holding that vision too.
Yeah.
I still think it's possible.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, the added value of that, I think Kate, knowing her, Kate, just to give you a background, Kate is, she's feeling a little underconfident at the moment and a bit lonely at home. And I think it will do her no end of good, refreshing her skills and getting involved in the community again. Yeah, and there will hopefully be others as well. So, yeah, back over to you. I know you just let me know when you need to leave.
Okay, love, I will. I thought the welcome page blurb was great.
Okay.
I thought that was really welcoming, just the right length, and engaging and inspiring.
Thank you.
I felt the photograph could definitely be better, and I just wondered if you could even quickly get a photograph with a couple of mates. And it just looked in that photograph as though the guy was squashing you.
He probably was. And I don't know why Matt put that, he took it from my website somewhere. So it wasn't intentionally chosen. We need to work on that. Yeah, good idea. Have you thought what it could be? It needs to be something human, but with human beings in it. But yeah, let me, yeah.
Yeah, it does, just anything. But I also did have a feeling that for those people that are not touchy-feely or huggy, that might be a bit off-putting.
Okay.
You know me, I'm not being negative or critical, but I'm looking
at what can
be improved.
Great.
Because the other photo that was used, I forget which page this was on now, I've made a note here, it was a photo of people sitting around in a circle on the floor, but if that was going to be used for any in-person training, it would be good to have one that showed comfortable cushions so that if a student was looking at that, a potential student was looking at it, they'd think, oh, I'm middle-aged. I won't be very comfortable if I have to sit on a hard floor on my bum. And I know you're really good at creating comfort and getting people around you to help to do that. So I thought we could find a way to put that across. Those photographs that I took at the London weekend training courses, I didn't send them to you, did I?
No.
I'll send them over. Let me
Fantastic.
Send them over. I'll send them tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'll sort them out and then I'll send them to you.
So. Great.
Yeah, so I think that was about it. And just to say, I'm seeing a friend on... After the workshop I'm doing, I'm seeing a friend on Sunday evening and she is trained in co-counselling and I've invited her once already, but I'd like to invite her again. And could you give me an indication of what possible fee she might be able to pay?
Yes, I would. I would like to offer her the, it would be, it's basically £99 altogether, and it's £33 deposit payable now, and then £33 November the 1st, and £33 December the 1st.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I think it's, you know, it's just a gorgeous fee for anybody.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, that could really swing it for her, and on that basis, what I will do, if it's okay with you, is I'll discuss that with her, obviously, over dinner on Sunday, but I'll make us a direct phone call to another friend who lives now in Chester, my multi-faith minister friend, and because she's co-counselling trained, and she may well be interested in redoing, refreshing.
Brilliant. Thank
and
you.
And I have already invited both of them twice, I think, but... Just to say, I'll just say to them, we've got a couple of last minute places available.
Yeah, brilliant. And also, if you could just say to them that this is really a beta launch, as they put it in the US, and which means that it's a pilot project. It's a pilot project, baby. And it's our first one. Get in the plane, and we're gonna take off together.
yeah,
it's a pilot, so it'll never be offered again at this price, but this is a kind of pilot. It's a pilot, and it should be fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I'm just making a note to speak to both Jenny and Sandra. And I think I'll speak to Janine again. Have you heard back from Rhiannon?
No, I haven't. But, you know, I spoke... I think Janine is a great person to speak to again. But she did contact me, and she said, this is a really nice offer, thank you so much. And she declined it, but I can't remember what basis. But I haven't heard back from Rhiannon. But it did sound to me... I'm just looking to see what Janine said, but... It did sound to me that if the price was right, she might do it. You never know.
I'm not so sure. I do remember talking to Janine directly about this, and her specific concern was around her visual impairment, because she's only got 10% vision. So she felt she wouldn't be able to pick up on people's cues visually on the screen, whereas she relies on the energetic, intuitive feeling of being in a room with people.
Yes, yes. And it would be a case of, thing about this is that if she did come along to the first session and then felt it wasn't appropriate for her, that's always a possibility. It's not, it's a different kettle of fish than, than a online core training, because everyone's already co-counseling trained. So if somebody does choose that it isn't right for them after the first session, then, you know, so I would be, I would offer her an olive branch or whatever it is. But, you know, if it doesn't turn out to be right for her, I'm very happy to refund her.
Yeah, bless you. Well, I'll let her know. That's very generous, and I'll let her know. So I will do that. I will aim to do that tomorrow, and I will also aim to chat to Rhiannon as well.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard
from Rhiannon, and I might be doing some teaching at the Recovery College with Rhiannon, actually. So, yeah, I can kill two birds with one stone, or feed two crows with one scone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you had that was pressing?
No, not really, but I'm just going to say here, what Janine said, I think with so much going on, I won't sign up for anything else right now. I'm doing a level 3 counselling right now and have quite a bit of work on. But I think if she knows that it's probably going to be 4 evenings and one and a half to 2 hours, you know, and that, you know, what we've said, then perhaps she would be open to it, see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So from
saying it won't now include the weekend in London.
Well, I feel that we can still offer them that.
In the venue.
Pardon? Yeah, I mean, what I tend to be saying to these people is because they're getting it at £99, then there will be a nominal fee if they decide to join us for this. But this, I think we should definitely mention that there's a live event that will consolidate your skills in March, and that you will be asked to provide a nominal fee for attendance. But it won't be much.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Well, that's useful for me to know when I speak to the four of them.
Great. Yeah, great. And just keep me posted. And I'm just having a rack of my brains in terms of if there's anything that I need to say to you. But I think I'm going to aim to do a little intro video. You know, it's where it says there's an intro video.
Yeah.
Just a little one, because it's just like it's so much more engaging if you're going to be welcomed onto this site that's kind of giving you all this library stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. And I'm also going to update the bit on the Facebook group. Because I think all these people who are being invited to the course should be invited to the Facebook group, because it's the beginnings of a community.
Yeah.
And I'm going to update that bit pinned at the top because it's waffly and it doesn't really say much. So I'll just tighten it up. The introduction. And other than that, I think it's just a case of confirming with you guys that we're going to meet on the Wednesday, and that I will just keep you posted of any moves forward in recruiting people. And if I may, I'll send you an update once I've done some reworkings of the online library.
Yeah, do. I have to say, realistically, Wednesday is probably the earliest I'd have time to look at anything if it's not tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm on the workshop all weekend, Sunday evening. I've got two events on Monday, and then I've got friends over for dinner on Monday evening. And then I'm teaching, I've just taken on teaching managing depression course at the college on Tuesdays. And then I've got a therapy session with Mark after that. So realistically, Tuesday evening, I could make time, or Wednesday daytime, or tomorrow daytime.
Okay, and tomorrow isn't going to happen, definitely. I mean, I think it'll flow. It's useful for me to know that, but it'll flow nicely. And I'm not feeling that people necessarily really need to have their online welcome until maybe a day after the course begins anyway. It's like a drip feed, so you know. So we won't stress ourselves.
No, but you might want to do the video tonight because you do look particularly gorgeous.
That's hilarious.
You do. Is that because it doesn't depict how you're feeling?
I feel great, but I certainly, when I look in the mirror, do not look gorgeous. But I feel great. I'm very happy at the moment.
Good.
For some reason.
Oh, good. That's great. That's great to hear.
Well, thank you for being there, sweetheart, and have a lovely evening. Right. And please send my regards to Mark. It's been really nice connecting with you.
Oh, you too, love.
And I'm really sorry about the mess up, and I will make sure that I think it's something to do with it being Zoom being a US thing, and they keep getting confused with BST and daylight saving time. They're getting confused.
Yeah, don't worry. So I didn't think you'd got mixed up, and now that you said it, I realise it must have been something to do with the time difference.
It's the software, yeah, it's the software. Yeah, I think so, but we must watch that.
In a way, it's good that that's happened with us.
Yes, it needs to be sorted.
Want that's a glitch that can be ironed out, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But it definitely clearly said on my email 6 to 7.
Yes, okay, I'll look into that. And also, our tech backstop. I think I will invite John Hill to be our tech backstop.
Really good idea, yeah.
Why not? Even if he doesn't understand Zoom, it, at least he can be the man that we go to, the person that we go to.
Yeah. The man who can.
Yeah. Or can't, but, you know, make him feel like he can.
Yeah. I got it.
All right, sweetheart.
Oh, all right, love. Well, if you need me urgently, just text me.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, you've got my availability. But if you need me urgently, I will do my best to make time.
Bless your heart. All right, sweetheart. Thanks. Have a lovely evening. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye for now. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye.